week's topic is the finishing the limud of Garmi and the application of Nesira with someone who's Moise Momen Chavere to an Akum. It's one of the forms of Garmi, is that when you give someone the ability to take away someone else's money. But in the Indian of Nesira is much more chomer than just the Indian of taking away a person's money. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah brings that a Moise is Ein Lechelek Le'elam Haba. We learned last week the Gemara brings a story of an Amora who saw that someone was being moiser, Momen Chaveri, who was going to report to the authorities something about him. And the Amora went and literally killed the person on the spot. The son of the Rosh brings that the Rimagash was once sitting in a Beis Medrash on Yom Kippur, which was Shabbos. And right before Nila, one of a moiser walked into the shul and the Rimagash got up and killed him. Killed him on the spot. You see, the Merzik of Chaymer, that there is a someone who is Meister, gives over someone to the authorities. Mitzaracha, as we learned in this week's Maramachaymer, where someone was going against the law, which is in the framework of the law, then there was no problem necessarily being Meister. The Chuvah Rashba says it was Al-Tirah Shah. It became necessary. There was for him to go ahead and to do that. As Reb Chaim spoke out last week, the shilas of Nesira definitely changed from if you've seen the times of Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch going against the Moser has basically the worst thing that someone could do possibly is to be Moser someone. Today the shilas are often very difficult. I'll just give over. I went to 6 years ago with David Feinstein for giving a shir on Nesira. And he got up. It was supposed to be for Rabbonim. My uncle arranged a shir, so I was able to join in. And he basically started off and said, he has charote, he agreed to give a shir on the Nesira. He said, the wolves have ears, and the Nesira is the type of a topic which you're not allowed to give a shir, but Rabbim on. The frat, he said, that each case is so delicate and so... one minor change might change the whole thing. Again, he did take questions and answers and he was able to glean a lot from what he said. But the shaila of Mesira, and what makes it so complicated is, very often, by not being Mesir, you're almost doing as bad as being Mesir. You have a shaila sometimes of someone doing something wrong to abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, whatever the case might be. And that's usually the types of questions you get on Mesira. So on one hand, to report it is... he's taking a chance and maybe the person is innocent. Again, usually there's no, that's not the Shnayedim Yachim Dover. If he didn't tell you, you need Eidus. Here you're going to have at best circumstantial evidence. And it's a question of who's saying it. Does it have a Torah's Eidus? But on the other hand, to let something go and to leave the world Hefka, that there should be no accountability, that someone should have no fear of any repercussion, and they can go in from community and do whatever he wants, is also something that's a Dover the Yavshah. As we said, the Gemara says that sometimes it's necessary to go ahead and to give such a person over to the authorities, b'mokum, where it's out of the realm of a bezin. But again, these questions are very individualized. Each case is very, very difficult to analyze it, and even a regular rov usually won't answer such a child. You need mamash a godos or a gedolim to have the life experience and to be able to make the call as to whether or not a person should actually go ahead and to be moser. So we're going to leave the mesira part as to whether or not actually someone to go ahead and to be moser. I'd like to leave it just as, again, we're dealing with a merdik, a chomer, an Indian. On one hand, to master on someone that has a chance of potentially ending up in jail for sure. Is mamash in the chelak le'elam haba, according to if it's practical today, is a machloikas if that's negayah today, you get killed a moiser. The question is, if someone who ends up in jail today, is a jail a makam sakonis nefashas, the reason why you're able to kill a moiser was based on the fact that Rosh says that he has a din of a roidus, because even though we were talking about the case of Gemara, he was only giving over his money, but once the government came in, there was a chash that they might actually kill him. There's actually an interesting study I once saw that the percentage of people who are in jail who end up getting killed or not getting killed, all those bad things that happen to them in jail. There's actually a machlokes in the poskim today if this halacha would be applicable, but then again, that's where someone was a real moser. And the question today is someone a real moser or not? It's a very difficult question which we'll have to leave, that if ever have such a question, someone should ask individually. I'd like to concentrate now on being that we're heading the end of before the break, before the end of the year. I'm going to go through a shikla, what the task of the Chabura is and the accomplishments of the Chabura. This week's parasha speaks about Bilam Rasha. Rashi has to marry the Bikasha. You see, Bilam was on the tag of the void. What a Moshe there. Equal. Bilam was a Navi. Frank Rashi, say, Mahisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechinasai Al Oivet Yechavim Rasha. Obvious Kasha. Why did a Kadosh Baruch Hu make a Navi to pick a Rasha like Bilam and make him into a Navi? Look, Rashi. Kadesh Lai Epischem Peh Al Oivet Yechav. The reason why there was a Navi like Bilam is that the Umas HaOlam shouldn't have a Pischem Peh in Kam La'asad Lavi, and they're going to say, Ilo HaYolam Neviyim Chazaran Elamutav. If you would have had Neviyim, then we would have been able to go on the right path also. The reason why the Kal Yisrael was the Amman Nifchar, he gave them Neviyim, he gave them a Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave them other Neviyim that led them on the right path. That's the reason why they are who they are. You would have given us Neviyim, we would have been good also. So it's like Rashi, Behem, Parsu Gadar HaOlam. And they gave them a Bilam Rasha, and Bilam gave them eight Lahafkar Atzmel Uznus. So sort of there was a Kasha, and the Teretz is that we gave you a Bilam. The obvious Kasha on Rashi's chat is, Vivait, Bilam would have been gotten up and screamed, everyone should be Chayzav Lamotav, he should stop doing Uznus, and he should stop, and he should go Lamotav, and then people wouldn't have listened to him. So I understand the Teretz. The Umas Olam had a Kasha, he would have given us another, he would have gone on the right path. So he gave them someone like Bilam. Very good. The Rebbe Shalom gave him Nevuah. What did he do with that Nevuah? He went and he told people to do bad eitzes. So what type of terrorist is that to the Umas Olam? If you got there was a kasha the Umas Olam had, what type of terrorist is this that he gave them someone like Bilam? I saw a murder kapshat from somewhere, say, for Lev Aaron, I think it was. I don't remember where I saw it. But he says that pshat over here is, that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu's answer was, not that Bilam was type of standing and telling him to do tshuva. He wasn't. His answer is that if he's not going to learn Torah, it's impossible. You can have someone who maybe should talk to him, mamish with the rest of Nevuah. If you're not going to lead your life of piderech haTorah, and by the rejection that the Umas Olam had, by not accepting upon themselves the Eil haTorah, and to go in the derech haTorah, you can have the rest of Nevuah, you can have the... It doesn't make a difference. It's impossible for someone to be able to lead his life in an elucha mutavzik way without the basis of his life revolving around Torah. And the Indian of the school of Torah, the Indian of Torah, the Ramchal, speaks out that Talmud Torah is two parts of it. The Indian of the Talmud Torah is the Indian hamuchrach, which we'll get to in a minute. That if you don't learn Torah, it's impossible to know what to do. You're not going to know how to have it. But the Ramchal explains that the Indian of Talmud Torah is the etzim, is different emtsoyim to how to be close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Indian, the closest way, the way that Sinur, the best, the closest path that someone could take to being to getting the hashpah from the Rebbeinu Shalom is like Day Torah. And he says that hashpah which we get like Day Torah is defined, the amount of hashpah that you get is defined in, first of all, the kamas, how much you sit and learn, but also he says defined in how deep and how ma'ayin you are in Torah. And to feed the way you maimit in Torah, to feed the way ma'ayin in Torah, that's the hashpah which you're able to get from Torah. So that's when you sit in one of the tafkidim of the chabura besides the halacha l'maisa, first of all, that meridik limud haTorah which goes on, which is even without the halacha l'maisa, which side, that's the limud haTorah is the connection that we have to Ribbono Shelom, and that's the limud haTorah is that's much further, that shapes our entire life. It says that from Bilam, the Mishnah and others says that the Huda Tamidim of Bilam of Avraham, the two sets of Tamidim. Tamidim of Avraham Avinu have Ayin Teva, the Ruch Nemucha, the Nefesh Shvala. And Tamidim of Bilam Arosha was Ruch Gevoya, Nefesh Shechava, Ayin Ra, Ruch. There's a certain Midas of the Tamidim of Bilam Arosha. So that's an even to say they're missing the light. They didn't have the Torah, but you see much more. By missing the Torah, it's almost automatic that a person will have that bad Midas. The murder of Gemara in Babasra, so from Revelio Pianus, the Dyke in this Gemara, says like this: Amar Rabba, Dikish Ia, Wuster's Kala Ilam Kulim and Adin. Ia said, had a taina, that he could get the whole world out of the faith in Gim Adin. What was his taina? Amar Lafana, Rebbeinu Shalala, Barasi Shar, Yimedia Shar, and his Parasois Sadukas, they're separated. Hamar, his Kutas. Rasa Ganedin, Rasa Gehenim, Rasa Tzadikim, Rasa Shayim, Yuma Akva Yotza. I mean, this the Rebbeinu Shalom made everything. He made a Shar one way. He made a Chamar another way. He made a Tzadik one way. He made a Rosh another way. He made Ganedin, he made Gehenim. So what? We have no control over anything. So that's in the Merdeka Kash on this is, how can you be Madama, Tzadikim and Rishayim, to a Shar and a Chamar? Shar and a Chamar is what it is. It cannot change. So you see people who are able to sort of, they are able to change. Tzaddik and Rosh are the same Darga as Shoras Amor, and that's a pattern from the world. And if you look even further, what did they answer? We want to ask, Umaya Hajjulei Chaverid, what did Eve's Chaverid answer? The Pasuk, and it says, Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeh Sahara, Baruch Le Tereh Tavla. But the answer to Eve was, not that he's wrong, but Esen, Tzaddik and Rosh, Chamor and Shor are the same thing. The difference is that Borah Kadosh Baruch Hu Yetzahara, Borah Lo Tzara Tzavla. And the Rav Abiyan is Medayik, if a person wants to be Meshaper, his need is service. The only way to do it is Ayidei Tzara. It's the only, Heshatim said, the only way that someone who's Oichat, the Yetzahara is Oichat to him. And his need is Arroyas. The only way for the only ability that someone has to change, because the whole parrot to them was only that, and Echanami, you're right, Eivishter created us a certain way, but if one wants to change, Eivishter gave us a timsa had to change, and that's why they limit the Torah. As far as the Kemisul Sisharim, Sisharim goes on the similar Gemara, Gemara says, Barot Yitzhar, Barot Yitzhar Tablin, says like this, Vine Poshet, Shemabur Leibor Lamaka El Rafuazu, says Barot Yitzhar, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Yetzahara Tavlan. So it means what the Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying is, I created a Yetzahara, but how do we get around the Yetzahara? It's Barasi Yetzahara Tavlan. The only way to tell you. So up there, if that's the only Yashu B'Shem Ponim, Mizvayt HaMaka Bulti Zayt HaRafuah. The Hebrew is basically saying, the way to be Nisrapa from the Yetzahara is only Al Yidei Torah. Umisha Yashav Linotel Zulosa, Einel Latoya, the Yirat Usala Besoyf Kishiyamas Bechate. If someone thinks that he can be Meshaper as Maisam, he's going to read, go into the Goyish Chachmas, and he's going to be able to change his Midas, and be able to change himself. And I say that, he's going to look at Mrs. Sharm, and say, Yetzahara is Eichad, he's going to Yirat Usala Besoyf. He gives a Moshe, says, Lama the Doima, the Chela Shadarish Bereifim, the Yikira Cholia. Go to a doctor, and says, I have a strep throat. Ramla Shikasama, they tell you to take an antibiotic, I have a strep throat, take an antibiotic. The guy doesn't have much knowledge in refuah, and he decides, no, I know better. I'm going to take this weed, I'm going to take this type of medicine, I'm going to take all these different types of things. And he doesn't go and listen to the doctor. He says, Bavade, such a person is going to be nifter from his refuah. If you have a strep throat, the only way, if you're not going to take the antibiotics, he says, and realize that the essence, the Eibishter Shacht in the Bria is a concept of the Yetzahara. The only way to get around, the only way to change, is only Al Yidei. That's one aspect of the Merzika thing, and week in and week out, and we sit there and we learn the High Madrega, the Ramchal says the Kafida Ion HaTaira, that's the Hashpo which we get from the Taira, and that's Aleph, we get the Taira itself, but much more, someone who sits and learns Taira, it's Mashpi on the whole person. And besides that Chaluk of the Pashta Hashpo of Taira in itself, that's in the Chabura is not only a Chabura of Lumad Amanas Lamed, it's also a Chabura of Lumad Amanas Lamed. Cheshe Mishpat, unfortunately, is one of the Limudim which people are not so bakantin. You go through yeshiva, you go through other fast life, and it's something that still people are not familiar with, realizing the Chaymer Indian of what Cheshe Mishpat is. And a chavrus of mine is now he wants to put together a sefer, and he started going through the business cycle of Pichayshim Mishpat, going through all the questions. It's amazing, it's not one step along the way, starting from the partnership, when you're making a partnership agreement, what type of partnership agreement to write, you're taking out a loan, how full disclosure, how much you have to disclose, you're hiring a worker, do you have to hire a Yiddish worker, do you have to, how much more do you have to go into hiring, once you hire the worker, paying him on time, what happens if you're short cash, well, how could you, advertising, there's not one step in a business cycle that does not govern, that does not have an area that's covered by Chayshim Mishpat. Now, the truth is that a lot of people over the past, Hashem doing the Chaburah for 5.5 years, came over and they said, you know, the Chaburahs, they enjoy the Chaburah, but there's one thing that's missing, they feel like they're not getting a Dover Shalom out of it. They learn Kishmak and everything. And the truth is, when he's dieting, what they're trying to ascertain is something that's impossible. You think about it, Chayshim Mishpat is mamish, if you're coming to the shir, you realize that every single case has so many different angles, how you could possibly look at it. And this is already a case which I took which I tried minimizing the shailos that come up from the outside. It's already after Doshboy to try to eliminate that, and still there's so many different ways, and each case, with a tiny drop of a shila, it could change so much. So to say that a person is going to come for 2 hours on a Sunday morning and become sort of a baki in Chashem Mishpat, that's something that's not shy. So the question is, so what am I do? If I'm not become a baki in Chashem Mishpat, so maybe it is a shikul taina. And that's just one horror. And that is, I want everyone to think, started Baruch Hashem 5.5 years ago, is a person the same person as when he started? But Maisa, you come and you hear different concepts, and you hear different shilas. It was 2 weeks ago, I think it was your shila, someone, you asked me a shila, a complicated shila, what has to be disclosed. So I was telling it over, I didn't know what to answer it myself, so I was speaking it over with a few dayanim. One of the dayanim in his high 60s, he turned to me and said, "Who asked you such a shayla? I couldn't believe that someone asked such a shayla." And I truth is, I didn't answer him to why, but I think the answer is that if you learn Chashem Mishpat on a high level, even though some of it does not get retained, it's true. A lot of it is hard to retain every case and every scenario and the dikta kalach that comes out. It's not very hard today. But the truth is, if people who come, and I can tell this process from the questions which are asked, as opposed to the questions which were asked, it's a different level. People understand that there are different concepts in halacha. There's mechaser hamon, there's mishafar, there's a million different. There's the kinyan, was it a kinyan, wasn't it a kinyan, how much a mazik, and not a mazik, so am I a chroi, am I not a chroi. If a person takes a step back and realizes, although there is a chasara maybe, that it's not learning a davar bishlei musai, but a person looks at the merdik and mailo, and I think if people are honest and stuff, they'll say, it's a shinui in the entire way that a person thinks. That's an expression, das bal bayis hepach das terah. What does that mean? I think what it means is that it's a unlearned way of thinking is different than what the Torah. I mean, if you didn't come to a frat like an area of Chashem Mishpat, everyone has an opinion. Maybe that's the mode of appeal. Someone gets in a car accident, everyone has who they think is Chaim and who they think is Potter. It's true. But everyone has an opinion before they touch the Gemara and before they look at the Gemara. That's Torah is, and it's something that we're trying to incorporate and trying to learn, is that there's a different way of thinking. There's a Torah aspect, and that's the beauty of Chashem Mishpat, is that every single transaction, every single thing that happens is sort of a mundane, Bein Adam, Bein Adam Chaveri, but no, every single thing has a halacha to it. There's not a single case, not a single transaction which you have a dispute with someone that does not totally in a complicated sugya and a complicated halacha. So that's one of the tafkids of the chaburah, is not only the etzim limud ha-Torah, besides the actual limud ha-Torah, is sort of to change the way people's perception, the way people are thinking about the day-to-day transactions and the day-to-day life, and to realize that there's a Torah out there which governs every single part of those transactions. Now there are different, going forward, people, different ideas. Basically, after 5.5 years, some of the more negative topics have been covered. There definitely are a lot of topics which we still did not cover. And there were different, so we're going ahead to next year, there were different areas, different ideas which people suggested that maybe possibly sort of changing or tweaking the way the limud was today to bring the infusion of limud ha-Torah and Tfilat Shemayim into the limud which is already an emerged at a high level, but a little chizik, anything in a while with tayin chizik. So again, after in a few minutes we'll go into if anyone has any ideas, any suggestions as to how it could possibly make the chabur stronger, to make it a little better, maybe to bring some more people into the outside. Again, the hashpah of the chaburah is not limited only to the people in the chaburah, people who speak, and they when they speak over to someone else, to their wives, to their kids, and it's more like a thing that when people speak to, and you hear over, this one said something. Again, there's a lot to be gained and a lot from such a chaburah. So the question is if you could possibly grow it a little to make it even stronger. I just want to give a hakaras hatov because I'll tell you, first of all, to everyone who comes on a weekly basis, and I started Chabura, I think it was 5.5 years ago, I don't think I had given a single shir of Rabban before, and I think I gave one Chabura in Yeshiva, that was it. And if I spoke by a Shabbat process even, I don't know if I've given a single shir. And the Merzik warmth, and the Merzik walked in the first thing, not knowing what to expect. I wasn't supposed to give a shir, supposed to be an added shir of Mesha. But the Merzik acceptance, as the Merzik, and it says a lot about the community as a whole and the front of people who are here. The Merzik acceptance and the tremendous akar to tell you for giving me an opportunity to sort of grow and the schus of the tzibur to be able to give shiurim in this. I have a stark akar to tell you for that. My akar to tell you to also, I'm not going to mention all the people who are instrumental in starting the chabura, then I might admit someone. Just for Yossi, who takes care of on a weekly basis, taking all the copies, sending out the emails, getting people the shiurim that they need, and the chulu, a lot of work that he puts in on a weekly basis. Also want to give a kara satayv to Rabbi Zutnik and to BPU, it's instrumental to starting the chabura and keeping it going on a weekly basis. It says that I saw once, it says Eza Tamidim the Mishnah which is mentioned earlier, it says these are Tamidim of Bilam Arash and these are Tamidim of Ramavinu, and it goes through this in Midas. The question is, why does it say Tamidim? The Mishnah says, no, these are the Tamidim. It says when you want to see someone, you want to see someone's genuine, when someone's real, all you have to do is take a look at his Tamidim, look at the product that comes out of it, then you see what the Yisrael is. Over here, Prat, it's just Besmedrash. We see a lot of people here are from BTU, some are from other places, but you see the Merzik product which it produces, it's a gilui on the Merzik Teichas and the Merzik thing which are put in. Just want to be in the sign, approaching the Yimei of Deinem Tzorim, and if you look around, the Merzik Tzorim that we're facing, Sai from externally, the brand Syria that Eretz Yisrael is facing, or Sai, and this is a sakana which could be even greater than the sakana from the outside, the sakana which we're facing from within. The Merzik Redifus, a Redifus Adas, that people want to be Iker, Yiddishkeit the way it is, and they blame it, and we don't participate in the army. It's not, we're going to debate the validity of the Tainanat. The one thing is Pashat, that it's not the core of what's running and what's driving the people, is not whether or not we should participate in the army. What's driving them is they don't appreciate seeing from Yid, and they don't appreciate the beauty of Yiddishkeit and the sakana of what the steps and the ability that they have to start being eiked at. So the Yimei Ben Amtzorim is the Yomim which are obviously Meyuchad to be Mis'abel on the Churban. So, but not more than being Mis'abel, there's also an Indian to look and to be Mis'bonin in our Meisim as to how we could change and how we could go about that we should be Zeicha to bring the Gula. Just want to repeat, I repeated it a lot of times, but being that it's a Chesha Mishpa, so stick to this Nakuda. The Smag says like this. It says, "Kvar derashti l'golus Yerushalayim asher b'sfora v'l'shar golus Eda. Ki ato shaharach ha-golus yeitzem midai." Sitting here for such a long time in Golus, "Yesh lo Yisrael l'havdil m'havle yo'el." Well, you want to know what's going to get us out and bring the A person should be mavdil himself from the hevel olam and to grab on to the gravity to the chesame of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What's the chesame of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Shu emes v'shalei l'shaker lo Yisrael v'lo l'goyim. He shouldn't lie to a yid or to a goy. But he shouldn't be mat a guy in any way. Even though he has cases, technicalities, where it's mutter to be mat a guy. The person has incumbent on him to be oiches in the chesam of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is emes. And he says, "The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and say he wants to be Mashiach. The right time came. Yomra a guy and bedin also." It's the right thing. This is a ummah which is worthy of the redemption. Came anshei emes, the teres emes b'fiyah. Avos like the flip side. If you snag a goyim b'ramos, if someone is noig with goyim in a way which is dishonest, yomru roma also kadosh baruch hu. What did kadosh baruch hu do? Who is he picking out? Who's he picking? Shabachar lechelka ganovim b'ramoyim. Tavish is being giving geula. Who's he picking? He's picking a chelik an ummah which is full of people who are deceitful and ganovim. So the Dr. Smag want to know what's going to get us out and what we have to do in order to be zeicha, in order to be meshaper amaisim, in order to get out of it. We have to make sure that we make ourselves a people, that we're oiches and the chasam of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it should be that when the nations of the world see a frum yid, they shouldn't say, "Oh, I'm nervous he's going to cheat me." But sakar, a person should be the symbol of a kiddush Hashem and the symbol of someone who, when they see a frum yid, they should say, "Oh, this is a person that I could trust." With zeicha to reach that madrega, where we turn into a nation where, and any time they see it from years, they'll say, "Oh, this is a person who we can trust," and then we'll be worthy that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be goyelos and should be zeicha to the Gula Shleim. The Chafetz Chaim, and this is an important nekuda of what the tafkid of the Chabura. Chafetz Chaim speaks out that says, "What's the in Tzavtom, which anyone has time over the break and wants to make a sefer, which is geared to everything which trying to accomplish and stand for, go through the sefer Sfas Tom, it's not a long sefer. But a Perek Hei, Sfas Tom from the Chavetz Chaim. Sfas Tom. It's in the Kalkis of Chavetz Chaim. It's a murdering sefer. It goes through Mamish, the whole Indian of being honest in business and not stealing. It's the murdering sefer. It should be a must reading for any. But Gafarim over there, in Perek Hei, he goes through and he says there's two reasons why a person is nichshel in Gneiva. So the first reason why he gives is, unfortunately, he says that people live above their means. So the first reason, the Siva Harishaina, of why people, he says there are a lot of other reasons, but he gives two reasons which he picks out, which he says are goli l'kol. So the first reason is because people live above their means. Person lives above, he says, even though in the beginning a Kadosh Baruch Hu Taka gives it to him, Bereif Chazir, Kadosh Baruch Hu, but as life keeps on coming and expenses get more and more, or different things can change. And when a person's situation changes and he already created for himself the need for certain things, he says that causes a person to go ahead and to steal and to cheat because he has to maintain his lifestyle. And he says kamarayas come out from the fact that a person sort of put himself in a situation in life where he's living above, or that was his means, but not being the smayat, that he's anticipating that he might not always have those means. He says tamatzoros. He says all types of depression. The person gets a chayla nefesh from it. And he speaks about when it comes to marrying off a kid, what a type of tzoros it is, and all the fathers and mothers crying about that they don't have, they can't marry off their kids, and it's all because we sort of position ourselves in life in such a way where we have needs that are not true needs. The second reason that the Chofetz Chaim gives is that a person is not familiar with the halachos. That's something that again we started working on and started changing, is that the person's perception of what gezel is. He says people think that the gezel means they go into the bank and rob it, they go into your pocket and they pull something out. As we learned, he gives examples, a lot of the ones which we cover, Shalemidas, I see something laying around, I want to use it for a second. It's also a form of gezel. So the part of the reason why people are nichshel, and he goes through the Meridik Chaimer of Gezel, why it's in the Chel of Mamash, well, it's too problem first of all the bad things of what Gezel causes in the world, and all the sorrows of the world are caused by Gezel. And he says the second reason is something that's a chesor in Yudia. Again, going forward, I hope that's something that we could accomplish to make the awareness of what it is, the chaymer, alaf chaymer of what it is to steal and bathe, that people should be aware of what's the proper way and how someone should be knowing himself the truth.